Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1364 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, 312-8. Respondent is advised and believes that the counsel for the defendant in this case has been within the last few days studying the law very thoroughly, bearing on the question of holding the respondent as a material witness in behalf of the state at any other place than the county prison, and also immediately finds move on foot to have respondent return to the county prison. And this respondent is advised by his counsel that it is the belief of his counsel that the idea of transfer back to the county prison has under it plans laid by persons unfriendly to the interests of this respondent and friendly to the interests of the defendant in this case. 9. Respondent denies that the law vests in this court the right of committal as a witness in behalf of either side under the facts and circumstances of this or any other case. 10. Respondent shows that the conditions at the county jail are such that the interests of justice as far as this respondent is concerned cannot be well safeguarded, and the interest of respondent and the interest of justice are greatly threatened by the return of this respondent to the county jail. 11. Respondent shows that through no fault of the county sheriff, a sufficient inside force of guards has not been provided by the county authorities, only one man being paid by the county to guard 20 cell blocks distributed in 20 wings and over 5 floors, that it is a physical impossibility for this one man to keep up or even know what is transpiring on 5 different floors or 20 separate immense wall and steel blocks distributed through a large building, that with this inadequate force, which this respondent is advised the sheriff of this county has complained about, it is an absolute impossibility for the best sheriff in the world or the best trained deputies to know exactly what is going on at any and all times or any reasonable part of the time, that the keys to practically all of the cell blocks are carried by convicted criminals known as trustees who turn in and out parties entering or leaving cell blocks, and while they have general instructions covering their duties, it is an impossibility for the inside deputy to know whether each is discharging his duty properly at all times, that the food is prepared and distributed in the county prison itself and practically by convicted criminals whose disregard for law and principle is written upon the criminal records of this state, that owing to this condition men have been known to saw through solid steel bars and cages and escape to freedom, that it would be easy for anyone to reach or harm respondent or to poison him through his food, that the trusty turnkeys who are convicts can easily swear as to admissions against the interest of this respondent even though such admissions might not be made, that the friends of the defendant in this case are allowed to pour constantly into the jail at all hours of the day and up to a late hour of the